too massive to go
in order to learn everything. So what do we pick for you today? Today, pick up the egg we tell, Davresh Pei Tes, Simikot Tezvov. Out to you what is the revach, what are dividends of the Eglital approach. The same concept occurs in different applications. The Eglital doesn't miss the varied applications. Where else does that occur? So you remember already, we touched upon it before. Gabi Korban Pesach. So an all big tumult. What if it was Sli and then Bishul, right? Or was it Bishul and then Sli? If the Sli is Bavatala Bishul, then it's Sli. Bishul about the sleep, then it's Bishul, not sleep. Fine. But where else? Where Halacha Lamaise, and that's of course my responsibility to point out to you. I told you a number of times already that Torah Lishmo means Torah to know how to do what Kodesh Baruch told you to do. It means Torah so that you know how to do Mitzvah Maisis. So where else do you have a Shaila besides Shabbos, besides Pesach, where else do you have a Shaila of Bishul HaChasli, Siyach HaBishul? Okay, that's why the mind has to learn to put these things together. Any of you people like to eat French toast?
Yeah.
Know what that is? What's French toast?
Freedom toast.
Huh?
Freedom toast.
Tigun acharafir. Okay. So, comes the big question. What bracha do you make on French toast?
Say hamazonos.
Standard question is, what bracha do you make on Rice Krispies? And you do a survey on Shiva boys, no one have ate Rice Krispies. I never eat Rice Krispies. Don't know about that.
Frosted Flakes.
Okay. What bracha do you make on French toast? You have to wash the French toast?
Depends how much.
You wash for a piece of time.
Huh?
Depends how much.
But how much? No, how much?
Big
no much, no difference.
No? I thought of a certain amount of kibitzas.
Which one?
I thought Kona Ramosha and others, if you have a certain amount of mezuzah.
Oh, you mean...
Four kibitzas, you can make a motzi.
I'm worried about... Not how much. I'm just worried that no matter how little, you have to wash and make hamotzi.
Okay, fine.
What's got to do with how much? How much is already, you told me it's not hamotzi.
It'd be bizono.
You want to make it to bizonos, then we talk about how much.
Right, so it's bizono.
How'd you get to bizonos on a piece of bread?
It's not a piece of bread. That's what I say. It's not a piece of bread.
Your wife will make French toast on sponge cake.
Don't you wash on a piece of
I heard in a shir recently that by the time that it becomes French toast, it's more possible bekistin than it actually is bread. To me, I always learned that it was bread, though, so I'm confused. How could it be possible bekistin then?
It can't be.
It can't be.
It can't be. Okay.
Why don't you always just wash on a regular piece of bread and then you eat the French toast?
Oh, wise guy. That's a for me. That's a for me. Why you boys? Okay. What makes bread into bread?
Water,
when do you make hamotzi? Come on, boys. You should take this off on your fingers, right? Quick.
Yeah. After a fia.
After 17 rounds.
Liloso ove mafe tando turisa de nahamo. How come you don't know these things? Okay.
What are they in? Liloso.
What? Baked? Right? From a batter that doesn't pour. Liloso ove, from a thick dough, meaning it doesn't pour, just like bread, between bread and cake. Right? And turisa de nahamo, it looks like bread. If I take that same bread and make it into pretzels, then it's not served as bread. Bread has to be served as the Chazal had it. What is your diet? Your diet is bread. And then you eat something, lelafes boes hapas, to make the bread go down. If you look how a European family used to eat before the American diet got to them. The main food was bread, a little piece of chicken, a little bit of bread. Yeah. A little piece of fish. But you sit down and eat bread. That's the food. Okay.
So there's no such thing as a Mizonos bagel or something.
So what?
So the concept of a Mizonos bagel doesn't exist.
No, as far as there are.
A Mizonos bagel doesn't exist there.
Well, according to those three.
But easy, easy. That's only because the bagel went through two processes. It went through a cookie, which would make it into spaghetti. Then it would be pasta. And then it was baked. Okay. Our bagel, right, is a fia achabishu. Okay. So that's a good point. I mean, good. Call to attention a bagel. I don't know if you know that's how you make bagel.
Sure.
But that bagel, everybody agrees, is a hamotzi because bilosa ova, mafetano, right? It's eaten as a main bread, right? Not as a pretzel. There. Turisa in the nahamo. Turisa tsuro, tsuro bread. I mean, that looks like bread, it tastes like bread. Yeah. It was bishul first. So you see from there in Hilchos Brachos, right, that the tzli, the afia, is motzi midei bishul. Okay, so bishul of akar ofo, the afia is mevatel the bishul. Okay, let's go back to my French toast. I can make French toast in two ways. Since it doesn't go to afia anymore, it goes to tiglin after that. So I gotta just get rid of the afia. But it's great afia. You can't get rid of afia so easily. So there are two ways to get rid of the afia, right? Mabashal it. Take your French toast, take your bread, right? And you put in some milk and you bring it to a boil. And then you add your eggs or whatever else you want to make French toast with it. Then the bishul's mevatel yafia. Second, Rabbeinu Tam's Eitzah, soak it so long that if soaked in water, the water would turn milky. That indicates something came out of the bread, right? That's also mevatel. So that shriya is also mevatel the original yafia. Then when you make tiglin, it doesn't become bread again. With us? Go home,
ruined,
teach your wife a new recipe.
In one case, in Shriya, it decomposes, as it were. It loses its form. When you put it in milk, you still same form, you just put a different layer on it.
No.
It's still bread.
Milk will do what water will do, same thing.
If you leave it long enough, but if you're just dipping it and then putting it to fry.
No, I said you have to soak it long enough so that if it were in water, it would turn the water milky.
Oh.
That may take 20, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Not dipping it.
But then that's not even French toast anymore.
Sure, same thing.
It's not even edible anymore.
The only chelik is, we do it that way, you get good French toast.
Otherwise, you get a piece of bread. Now, good French toast, you let it soak, absorb fully the milk and eggs, then you fry it, then you have French toast. Also, cholesterol is much higher.
And then it becomes
yeah.
So, B'chol the Rav, the definition we're using for bread, isn't that only for Ashkenazim?
No, for everybody.
For example, egg challah.
You are even worse shaped than we are.
Egg challah, almost all Sfarim I know, you know, are no hog to make mizon on it, unless they're eating
No.
As well as with pizza,
Okay, it's a good idea to get an idea of the breadth and scope of variation in halachah among our achenu bnei Yisrael. A yeke will not buy for Shabbos except water challah. Same as you. Why? Because the idea of putting eggs in challah and call that bread, never heard such a thing. That's called cake.
Bread, but you pour it.
So it has no turisa denahama. When you put in eggs in there and it turns yellow, that's sponge cake. If you eat some of the challahs that my grandchildren send me, right, has as much sugar as
flour.
As much sugar as cake, right. As much eggs as cake. So why is it challah? Because they call it challah. Because they don't like challah, they like cake.
So, Rabbi, so when we add sugar, honey, eggs, mizonot then.
Yeah.
So you would make mizonot on egg challah?
No, not on egg challah. I would make mizonot. I think they're wrong. I think that adding an egg to a challah doesn't change it from bread to cake. Adding
sugar
with raisins.
Zamix challah?
Where?
So Zamix is a famous challah in New York called Zamix.
Zamix. We get it as
that. So you make mizonot on that because it's so sweet?
No.
I don't know
what you're talking about, but I mean, generally it has a little sugar in it. That wouldn't make it. Make it sweet.
So, B'chol the Rav, how do you understand that many Sfarim make mizonot on matzah during the year?
Easy. Let's go back to your people. How come you make mizonot on matzah?
During the year. Correct.
And don't make matzah during Pesach.
Why?
Because no idiot eats matzah like bread. Matzah is pretzels.
People eat pretzels all the time. People eat crackers all the time.
Matzah is
crackers. So
oh.
Eat pretzels all the time.
Right. When do you eat crackers? Why do you eat crackers? You say, I don't feel like washing now. I don't want to bother benching, so I'll have some crackers. What you're saying is, I don't want to be kovei asuda. That's the whole logic of it. So come to this father and say, which meshugana will eat a piece of matzah when I can eat a piece of rye bread? A piece of pumpernickel. So that's not eating like bread. That's eating when you don't feel like eating bread. You take a matzah. Comes Pesach when Kodesh Boho got involved and said, for me, this is bread. Ain't bread. Okay. Can argue with the boss. You got the picture?
But then how can Ashkenazi make motzi on matzah during the year?
Because they like matzah all the time. Because some people, I see we have some Swedish leashes in our shul, right? We may serve little challahs to everybody. And in the back, we always have, in case we run out, we have a box of matzah. Some people go over and take matzah because with tuna fish and egg salad, they like matzah better.
But it's still snack.
Huh?
But it's still snack, no?
It's found to have a tiny. What's happened is, matzah got established that people serve matzah as what's a good tiny. That the fact is, it's not the same. Especially now in wealthy America, you don't find people sitting down with matzah. that's a tiny, but all have the same Kodesh Baruch Hu, the same halachos, right? The same rules. That's how you apply the rules. And some of these rules are socioeconomic. How does society look at it? Turisa Nahama is socioeconomic, right? What does it say? Rabbi Baruch Hu says he made a puppet, made his bread ke'ein tura, like the eye of a bull. So Krupp shot him, like an eye of a bull, a shape.
Round.
The shape alone means it's not serving his bread. Bread has a classic shape. if you serve it something fancy, it's not masala's bread. Or cane, two or little, the size of it, of a, you have a little thing also, because you don't want to sit down to eat. So you want just a little something to eat with your salad. Moses, it's a socioeconomic change. What kind of society you're living in, how, what we decide is turisa de la hama. You with us? So don't give up on the Eidus HaMizrachit.
Never.
Okay. Yeah.
I heard in the shir recently on campus that several years ago when Rav Avadia Yosef was coming to the YU on a regular basis, he was here for a week once, and so some of the Rebbeim who were at that time Talmidim went to go speak to him when he was sitting in the library and spoke to him about matzah during the year. And I heard B'Shem Momru from one of those Rebbeim that Rav Avadia Yosef says that he made the tshuva that every that Sfardim should make mizonos because of Rav Haigon that says it's, but that he himself
makes
hamotzi year round.
Right.
Because he says it's not really right. He just wants to.
Because he likes matzah, and as it's so some they need more matzah. I don't know. We eat more matzah in America, I think. Yeah. But matzah has a second aspect to it. Okay. They might as well didn't plan to give a shiur in brachos. We're talking about Shabbos now. Yeah, but what's cake called in halachic terms?
That's not kisnin.
What's kisnin?
Spices.
Pocket.
Huh?
It's a pocket.
What's it called?
Tubshotin.
Pocket words.
Kisnin. Kisnin. Pasa baba kisnin. Has a pocket of jelly, some stuff in there, I see. Or kisnin koseis. Crunch.
You can bite it.
Crunch it. It's not soft. Pretzels. Matzah falls into that problem too.
That's interesting.
So according to some shotim, that's pasa baba kisnin.
Because it's crunchy.
You got it? Because no, bread is supposed to eat something that gives you, that stays in the belly. So, something subtle. And the idea of making something, they just nibble on it, like pretzels, that's the other part. Okay.
What is the inyan with pizza then?
I'm sorry?
What is the inyan with pizza then?
No, pizza, that's the problem. Pizza has a solution to the problem, which I would prefer before I give you the problem. If they make pizza the way they're supposed to make pizza, meaning if they know the halacha, then they would bake the pizza, right? Kemachal ben Dusori, take it out, shmir your chazarai on it, and put it back in. Then it was bread on which you put cheese and tomato sauce. Vadai, it's hamotzi, no problem. The trouble is they didn't do that. They took the raw dough and they shmeared it with tomato sauce and cheese. Shadow did that bake into pasta baba kisnin. That's the issue. So we said, yes, of course. No one makes bread with how much of cheese and tomato sauce. So you for pasta baba kisnin, you go with kviyu suda, right? What's the shir kviyu suda? So we have a klal. Anyone your size is four pizzas. Right? A little one, only two pizzas. Okay.
Pieces of pizza or pizza of whole pizzas?
Okay, we're picking up.
Rebbe.
Why would it matter how much you have of pizza to make it hamotzi?
Because there's a concept of kviya suda. That Amazonos, if you kveya suda Amazonos, if you are a descendant of Marie Antoinette, and she says let them eat cake, and they're eating cake instead of bread. No problem. Then bread is cake. Cake is bread.
So if I decided to have an entire loaf of banco for my suda shlichus, I can make hamotzi and that's it?
You have to wash and make hamotzi. Sure.
He
Shira is Dalet Beitzim. So Dalet Beitzim, according to most yeshiva boys, is four ostrich eggs. But if it's four chicken eggs, it's not that much.
How does that make sense? It's a cake, it's like egg challah.
People, you have that a little bit clearer? That's Yechel's brachos are really very easy. If you remember klolim, don't try to remember Rice Krispies. It's a hard way to learn halachas.
You don't make halachas?
In all the yeshivas now, they have these bracha bees with the kids. It's unbelievable how the kids memorize. But they memorize the item. You ask them what I just told you. Well, what's the general rule? On what basis do you make it? On what basis? The book says so.
Rice Krispies is shahakal, right?
Yeah?
Shahakal for Rice Krispies?
Rice Krispies? No.
Where are they? Mizonos?
That's a
puffed rice.
It's not from the Heiminim, not from the Heimini Dogon, but Rice Krispies, because it is, Chazal realized,
staple.
It's a staple for so many people, right? Wheat eaters versus rice eaters, of who's more. Therefore, they gave it the kavod of mezonos, but not ala michya.
Right, right.
Ala michya they kept for the chamisha mini dog.
So it's puffed. So that doesn't change it.
No.
What about quinoa?
Huh?
Quinoa.
Quinoa is if it looks like what it looks like there, then it should be bor priya dovah.
Really?
Of course. And it's also on Pesach. For anybody except you. It's about the kidneys. Yeah.
So you can't wash and make hamotzi on raisin challah? Only if you have enough of it?
No. What's got to do with it? What's your question now?
Raisin challah is sweet and it has.
Which challah?
Raisin challah.
Raisin challah. It depends how much raisins and how much challah. It complicates life, but usually raisin challah, since every slice has at least a half a raisin, doesn't count. Raisin, but you go ahead, they serve a raisin bread. There you can buy a raisin bread where it's dark colored because they put in honey or something, and there's raisin there. But it's no different than the honey cake. Or babka. People eat it like bread. I don't know if they do even. They'll eat it with some jelly, butter on it or something. But say, if you eat it with your gefilte fish. I grew up in a literature house where we ate herring and sponge cake. So. Okay, let's see what the English Talmud wants to contribute. I told you, what are we looking for? I'm looking for the broad definition of Bishul Achafia, Afia Achabishul. Broad definition meaning that applies to more than just the Shaila. Shabbos is the worst place to start your analysis, because Shabbos has in it the complicating factor of Melechas Machsheves, Melechas HaMishkan. It's not a fair place to begin. It's always a way you can always sneak away and say, this is different. There's no higher from Shabbos. Shabbos has its own rules. Okay? So we had already mentioned Korban Pesach, right? Now we mentioned now Brachos, right? So look at the Gital Tezvov. Even though in Bishulach HaBishul, he says, B'kol Mokom Yesh Bishulach HaTzli. Kosav Rav Lezer Mimitz. Sefer Yireyim. I hope you know you picked up already. He doesn't miss anything from Sefer Yireyim. It's really very interesting. Of course, it's dealing with the Rishon. Yes, Yireyim was the Rishon.
Rabbi, what page?
On page Reish Peites. after ein bishul acha bishul, the koma is bishul acha afir utzlida. V'rayoso mehod etani be'beiz pesachim, gabe pesach, solo v'yachak kach bishul ochayim. It is lo sachem meno no, uboshe magushu b'mayim, as a love is also to cook a korban pesach. It says, if you boiled it, you makayim the tzli already. And then you went ahead and cooked it, you're over on the Isur of Lo Savashil, the Isur Ab, right? Ubegmora mukolo kav yoisi davar en yotzim b'matzah mevushelis da bishul sha'acham akach mevatam ha'afiyo. Okay. That's also a nice shayla in halacha. Baruch Hashem, it's not a common shayla bizman hazeh. But there was once a time when a person had no teeth, period. I saw recently, they said some museum is supposed to have the teeth of George Washington. He had false teeth.
Wood.
It was made of wood. Simply, something, a plate made of wood. You can't afford to have something, but you have no teeth, so how do you eat matzah? That was a shot. So what do you do? I'll soak the matzah. Right? That's the answer they give. You dip it in some water, and how long? Deep in water? How about just, I'll cook it up. Cook it up, I'll make you matzah knedlach. Right? And I'll have you some. The matzah was made, and I grind it up, and I cook it. Yeah. What happens, it says, that the bishum she'achakach mevatel ha'afir. Hilkoch, therefore, that's a lesson mimitz talking. Look what he did. He tied together Pesach, Matzah, right, and Shabbos. Therefore, Hilkoch, yizor odom, shoyitin pas, afilu b'klisheni, the yeish devorim shem izbashlim, right, afilu b'klisheni.
Big chumra.
What? Right? The ayin, the Beis Yosef. So, but it is. If my Eidus HaMizrach here is going to protest, you got to find a mokel for it. And where do you look for it? The Beis Yosef. Yeah, he's always available. The ayin, the Beis Yosef. B'shem Ravyo, Harishon, Shesosa Rayoso, who refutes the Raya of the Rablezer Mimitz. You want to bring me a Raya. Just like by Matzah, if you go ahead and you cook the Matzah, it's no longer Matzah. You broke the Afir. Matzah has to be something which was baked, and now it's no longer baked. It's now became Knedlach, right? Became pasta. Therefore, he says, you can't go ahead and put soup nuts in your hot soup, or croutons in your hot soup, because the hot soup will be mevatel the afir. It'll be a meisim bishul. The yesh dvorim shemashal afir b'klisheni, he means, by the way, he means the reiser. Like dvorim shebishul and kal, that's what we had with the dog maluach, is chayav, not also. V'ayim b'beis yosef, he says, shesos harayoso, why? Domaskin b'pei keitzim mevorchim, not because the bishul was mevatel the afir, it's no longer called lechem oni. Matzah has to be called lechem. I can't have matzah out of pasta. What's lechem, I told you? Definition. First one is miloso over, second mafetano. So you say, aha, you see, bishul breaks the mafetano. Haraya for matzah. No, what nonsense, he says. The tam en yotzim b'matzah mushelem shun bingun tam matzah b'leka.
Right.
cooked matzah doesn't taste like matzah. So the whole halacha of ta'am matzah. So what's that araya to Shabbos? Shabbos halacha of ta'am. Actually, Rabbi Zemimitz held that a maise that's mishane the tam, that's a maise bishul.
Really?
What is?
See you later, I'll show you.
Changing the flavor is really considered bishul.
It's not such a good kasha on Nishitoso.
So spicing is considered bishul for the Rabbi Zemimitz?
I'm sorry?
Spicing a meat or spicing something with spices, you're changing the tam, that's considered a form of bishul for Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz?
If you got
spice it. You add spices to something. If it has to do with changing of the tam, then...
No. Not nice. Not nice question. The maise melocha is called the melocha if it calls the shino tam.
Okay, fine.
Talk Shabbos. Okay? Otherwise, there'll be many, many cooks who will be allowed to cook on Shabbos, because when they get through, it doesn't taste good anyway. Rabbi Shoyser Kosav, Shetainezu Shela Ravyo, Hi Chazoka. Shari Tam Ze, Debin and Tamasa, Kamarashas, Litros Araye, the Shlokos, the Vochraleim, Shakol Niebidvoro. The Kamarashas, the Kul Alma Shlokos, the Vochraleim, Bore Priadoma, the Shiny Hossam, Shundabin and Tamasa Leka. Okay, let's get you educated as soon as we can. What bracha you make on potato latkes? What bracha do you make on popcorn?
Adama.
Huh?
Adama.
Why?
It's corn.
So. What about make on cornflakes?
Cornflakes.
It depends on how they're made. The cornflakes. By a popcorn, it should be shahakol because it changes the appearance.
I don't know what you mean by how to make. I know no other way to make it. Cornflakes are shahakol. So why am I?
You don't drastically change it. You
popcorn.
It's just add a little heat and the insides.
No. The example. I mean, the expression is. Nishtana tsuroso. A kernel of corn and a piece of popcorn don't look alike at all. As big a shinu as you want.
But that's its bishul. That's its gemar.
Wow.
That's its bishul. That's its gemar. Gemar malachto.
How else do you eat the kernel, the corn kernel? Can't eat it raw.
Okay. I'm telling you, I'm worried. I keep this up. The kids will starve, will die of hunger. To be honest with you, all of you of whom you don't want bracha to make, you're gonna die of starvation. Yeah. Okay. Corn place you make charcoal because it doesn't look like corn. Corn is as it was corn, corn niblets, corn, hot corn, right? You make hadoma, it looks like corn, but not corn. So why popcorn do you make? You're right, there you make hadoma, not charcoal, because the species of corn, the substitute corn used for making popcorn is specific. It's popping corn, not regular corn. So it's planted lachatrile to be eaten this way. Therefore, it gets the kavod of hadama. That is, in other words, it's not a shinui in his tsuroso legabe l'achila. Cornflakes, I'm supposed to eat corn like corn. You go ahead and mashan it. No, so that's the case. What about potatoes? How about mashed potatoes?
Shako.
It should be shako. Everybody holds this hadama.
Really?
Tell it, give up eating. Why? Because nothing else looks like mashed potatoes. They tighten. In other words, its tzura is discernible in the final product. Therefore, it should be hadoma. Okay.
So is orange juice considered?
You with us?
Is orange juice
I'm sorry?
Is orange juice haitzah? Because orange juice is clearly supposedly orange juice. That's what tzura
is.
Yeah,
but it's no problem.
So you make haitzah and orange juice?
No, that's no problem. That way, that's clear halacha, that the juice is not even called the fruit, because Zeya Balma. The only thing that's called juice, we learned already in Mashkin, is only Mashkin of Anovim is Asin.
Right.
I heard that. I heard one that chocolate.
People, I'm losing you. You're up to me. You following?
Yeah.
Too much chiddush for one cheer, I know.
I heard one that chocolate could be Haetz.
That's the Taina. That's the Taina.
Because they grow specifically for.
But that's a nice shot. Whether the chocolate you should make it's on it because it's used only it's discernible, it's clearly that. Although nowadays I don't believe you can be sure that they ever saw a tree. They made it. They made it.
Artificial.
Who knows from what?
Laboratory.
Test tube.
What was it? A number of years ago, one of the fancy chocolate companies in Germany was caught using as fat what they skimmed off from the sewage plant. Yeah. They got it cheap. That's shlokos. That's what we just read. I didn't translate for you. What shlokos? Remember, we had sholok umavusha. What sholok? Cooked to death. Right? So the shayla was, the key when the kaimalon shlokos mochalem bo pri adoma, al kin kaimalon the mean of tamatza. A nice little line here. Vitesili, what's Vitesili mean? I ask you to trust me, believe me. Shekivanti basmi the dichu eravyo, kemoshe chizek kabeisosu d'orav. I thought of the beisosu's refutation myself. But Rabbezim mimitz, is Rabbezim mimitz. That's the whole game. In learning Torah, learning Gemara, Halacha properly, is you have to respect every opinion. If it made it into the Gemara, it's an opinion. If it made it into the Sifrei Rishonim, it's an opinion. And if you want to understand, then your question is, how come the Ramban and the Rashba don't agree? Ramban is always right. The Rashba is always right. How come they both can't be right? And you're also right. Can't be right. And so what do? You have to analyze how each one saw the halacha. That's the whole basis of learning a little bit be'ir. Vomnom liyashev divrei Rebbe mimitz. My Rebbe Mitz, however, said that the issue is not tamatze, that the issue was bitl of afil. Right? Why is matze mevushelis not good for matze? Because you mabatl the afil, and it says lechem only, so it's no longer lechem. Imasha Kosavatosus Perkosho. The Matzah Mevushel is Pirish Rashi, the Bishul Mevatele Mitoos Lechem. That's exactly what the lesson minute said. Ulefikel Shoch Loma, the Mairi, the Biloso Rako, the Biloso Ovel, Lo Nofe Mitoos Lechem. The Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. My Tam held, we don't pass it that way, that if you start off with Biloso Ove, and you go ahead and you make something not Derech Hafir, it's also Lechem already. So if you go ahead and you make Biloso Ove spaghetti, which is Biloso Ove, pasta, and you cut up the little pieces and you throw it into hot water, what comes out is bread. You don't pass it that way. We pass it, you need also mafetam, right? Now, even Rabbi Natam, if you learn it inside, wouldn't agree to what I said. I think it gets a little further. He's talking about it was bread already, right? Briloso over, mafetano, and then you made bishul. But if what it was briloso rako, it was a loose batter, that gives it its first claim to lechem. Briloso over, I told you, right? Then, if you go ahead and bake it and then cook it, it will not have a shem lechem. I'm sorry, according to my time, it will have a shem lechem.
Right.
Look what he's doing here. The pshat of the Ri. Tam matzah, you heard. That's what the Beis Yosef introduces. That the problem was Tam Matzah. That's why it's Bishul is Mevatel the Shem Matzah. The Ri says there's another reason why it can't be used for Matzah. Because it becomes Matzah Shira. Which poor man can afford to bake something and then cook it? Fuel, energy was a major chilik between an Oni and an Oshir. An Oni, right? Mishe nichnas oni lechol pito b'melach. That's the time for Kriya Shema. So what has been hard known time of Kriya Shema? When a poor man goes in to eat his bread with salt, that's all he has to eat. What time is that? It's not a time. So sure, it means it's still light outside because he can't afford a candle. Therefore, he has to eat supper early before the sun sets. Before the sun sets completely. That's how we know that Maghrib time is not when it's deep black outside. That's the Gaon Shita. The Maghrib time is 20 minutes after Shkia. That's the time when an Oni nichnas lechol pito b'melach. After that, it'll be too dark to eat. Hachanami gabe Pesach. Bishul okamenei shem tzvi, right? Why? Not because really the bitl of the tzvi, but you introduce a new kind of, a new recipe. Bake it and cook it. I told you, you look at the recipe among the Eidos HaMizrach. They are our protagonists and that's out of room, right? you watch. The women, everybody likes to order eats a mizrach food for chassis and so on, for the smorgasbord. You can't afford that at home because it's too labor intensive. Women work very hard to prepare their food. Cook and bake and fry, etc. What you need to teach them is they don't know about a can opener. But in a good Eidos HaMizrach home, a can opener is an Iso D'Oraisa. Open up a can and feed people, that's maybe the cat, the dog, but not a human being. Ube Talmidei Rabbi Yona, the Mesirta of Brachos, became a Tosfos HaRosh Kasum, hard inen tamatsa pirish to be shulu have a matzah shira. So you have now what? Three reasons why cooked matzah is no good. One, because it destroyed the shem lechem, right? Number two, because it has no tamatsah. Number three, because it's matzah shira. Behind the mikora sakadai tashas the bishul mafik lemitoras lechem. Okay, mate, my saraya, Who are in the Bishul Mafik Mitoras Yerek? Right? You take Hadoma and you make a shakol out of it, right. if it is what? Sholuk. If it lost its identity. Ubosa hochi dochid also mishum tamasa aina de bishul mafik li rak mitoras afir li chosha vasashira aber lo mafik li mitoras lechem. These, in other words, these taimim are in conflict with each other. The one who introduces the reason for matzah shira is because he doesn't think it's mevatel shen lechem. Shatel lechem never easy way. I know you can't do that to a matzah because the Torah calls matzah lechem only. If it lost its shem lechem, and lechem is dependent upon our fear.
Sorry, can you just clarify again, how are the tamim in conflict?
I'm sorry?
Sorry, can you just clarify again, how are the different tamim in conflict here? Different reasons how they conflict?
Yeah. When the reason given is because it's matzah ashira,
yeah.
Right, it's because the Gemara evaluated. Well, question. Does the Bishul destroy the previous Chiyah Bracha? Right. Therefore, when he says Ashira, is because I'm not prepared to rule against the proper Bracha based upon the fact that there was a Bishul after Yafir. Therefore, if I know it's a unique halacha for matzah, matzah's halacha has to be lechem only. The lechem, so it catch which one you're picking. If you say that the Bishul is Mevatel Yafir, that's because you lost the lechem. If you say it's matzah shira, because you lost the oni.
Right. Okay.
Jump down a little bit, so I'll get to finish this piece today. A few lines down. Umasha Dochro, the Tosus Ri, I guess that's what he means, is the Ri, right? He's the way he introduced the concept of Matzah Shira. Because what was pushing him, he says, very simple. Why didn't he like the time of Tamatzah? Why didn't he like the Beis Jesus? Taina, that the problem with Bishul Achafi is there has no Tamatze. It's a good reason. Because he doesn't know about Tamatze is a valid reason. Why? Why works? Umasha Dochko, he says, the Fahri Bishumatze Ashira, Lo Kipshuto, the Bina Tamatze, the Koshele, because he had a Kashe. Do a Kaimalon, Bola Matze Yotze. What's the problem? I put the matzah on my tongue like a pill, and I swallow it. I didn't chew it, so I didn't get the taste of the matzah. It's sugi yotze. It's so called an achila. So if you hold bola matzah yotze, then how do you introduce the issue of tam matzah? That's what's the problem. Therefore, he introduced the issue of matzah shiva. The boss of the Shon Asha has been a Tamatze. The Lekor had a power of Mimoro, and Mishan had been a Tamoro of the Lekor. Right? Why? Because by Matze, he held you don't need Tamatze. You need just a Maisachila. By Moro, you need Tamoro. The Luhur, Kivin, the Mishan had been a Tamatze, Koshke, been a Tamoro, the Bola Matze Yotze, Bola Maro Yotze. After Pirushom Nicha, the Matzah lo Yotzo Mishum Matzah Ashira.
Oh, that's interesting.
Therefore, he asks for Moro. Moro is no halacha of Moro Ashira. Mishan the Moro Yotzo, Kvod the Bola Moro lo Yotzo, for a different reason. Because Bola lo Yotzo, there's no time. So if I cook the the horseradish, and then I eat it, no good. Likewise, if you grind the horseradish and you wait until all the merirus is out, lost all the bitterness, also no good. If you leave in too much of the bitterness, then it's not derech achila either. That's why my father Zatzal would check the mohor after it was ground and be put outside on the porch to air out a little bit. He used only fresh ground mohor. He didn't use the chazeres, didn't use the romaine lettuce there. Why? Because that's what, in Europe, that's what they had. He'd make himself a snowball of mohor, right? And had a big glass of water there. When things got rough, he would take a drink there. He opposed the midig of the German Frankfurt community, who cut the moho into strips and eat the moho without grinding it.
Why? Was it a halachic issue or was it a midhag issue?
Mm-hmm. Mitzama has a halachic basis, but the midig, their midig, Shvehel, it's a wrong minig because not derech achila b'kach. No one eats moho that way. And the first has to be derech achila. It's not a normal way to eat. No one eats carrots, you eat that way, but for moho, you don't eat that way. So, okay. Now look at Gimel. Here's the Taz. I told you about the lezer mimitz. There may be nishtan the tam. That's the analysis of the taz. Ubitaz tiris the kasha on the lezer mimitz. Why didn't why did he also putting bread into a klisheni? Because bishul mavatol. Where do you see bishul mavatol? Anything. The reason why by matzah is because there's no tam matzah like the Beis Yosef asks. But taz answers. That's a mimitz. It's not that you mevatel the afir. The issue is the b'shabbos nami kiva did ishtan the timeo chayim mishkamo misamik v'yofalo. If you want to cook bread, you want to make a bread pudding, right? You want to change it from what it was before to something else. That's the ma'isavishul. It's what the Loshon Dan Rashi uses. It's Meleches Tikkun. That's why it's also, he says. It's not just like Mitzamek V'yofalo is also. There's also. Comes the Egnei Tal and asks on the Taz, V'eini Yodea Makoma. The Mitzamek V'yofalo Ein Chiyav Elo B'Nitzanin Ubalach Davko. Where'd you find the Mitzamek V'yofalo is the Iso Daraisa on Yovish? It may be also with the Rabbonim, but it's not also with the Raisa, Mitzamek V'yofalo. According to most Shitas, after Machaban Dresoi, there's no Iso Daraisa anymore.
Right.
So why do you say Mitzamek V'yofalo? What's the Rai Mitzamek V'yofalo? That's only by Lach, Vilu Bishu Lach Atzli, Yotziach HaBishu, B'yovishu. Right? V'afil alone is Sanin Amen. Let's stop here.